Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
He's got all the insight of what you want to know and maybe some of what you don't want to know. Here's K-State insider Tim Fitzgerald.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and we are joined now by our buddy Tim Fitzgerald. Tim gets the pleasure of Mr. Paul Savage this week. Paul and Tommy did a flip-flop. So, Tim, we made Hawaiian shirt a Wednesday. I know you've got some in the tank. Maybe we should just make it every day.
I got a few. I don't know that I have that many, but I can look very festive.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It's football season. Why wouldn't we be festive?
That's right.
You know, like it's the start of the football season. I mean, K-State gets out to, they don't cover their number, but they get out to a fine start. I don't know what to take away from these games. I struggle so much with the openers when they're against these these FCS opponents. Like I don't know what we see. Like, we look at it and it's like, okay, what do we take away from that? Because it was UT Martin.
Right.
But now we get on to a real opponent. But what did you take away? I mean, I think we were all watching the play calling and Avery Johnson, obviously. Right. And I think that went okay. Like, you'd like to see it probably a little stronger, but then you don't really know how to evaluate the UT Martin defense either. Like, how much do they factor into that? Because we don't know anything about UT Martin. So what did Tim Fitzgerald take from the opener for the Cats?
Well, I think the coaches, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, held the reins pretty tight. They didn't let them get out and do their thing very much, which was, intent not to show plays and to also not put Avery Johnson in the position where he might get hurt against UT Martin. So they were very careful. I would probably argue too careful. They didn't really let Avery get involved until the second half. And that's just not – you got to let him play. I mean, he can't just go out there and start being a pocket passer without getting the run element into his game. I think we saw he struggles with one, if not provided with the other. So, but yeah, you're right. It is what it is. You kind of move on to the next game. We'll learn some more Saturday in New Orleans about this team. And I probably should be wearing a festive shirt since I'll be in New Orleans tomorrow at this
Save
around this time.
There yeah. you go. Why not? You know, the one thing, Tim, at first blush, you want to say Avery Johnson. You know, I don't know that he played up to where we thought he would be. You know, we didn't see him stretch the field a ton. A couple of times, yes. You know, it was certainly a pedestrian type performance, but I think he was held back obviously by play calling and stuff like that. Let me switch over to defense, if you don't mind. What do you take from the defense for Kansas State? This is UT Martin. I don't know how good they are really offensively, but you know you hold a team to 6 points and that's pretty darn good. But what was your takeaway once you up the game against Tulane and certainly the following week against the top 20 team in Arizona? Where is this defense at when you looked at it against UT Martin?
Well, they too were pretty basic, but defensively you can stay fairly basic if you're just more physically dominant. And they did that. They just dominated the line of scrimmage. UT Martin's a program that prides itself on its running game, and it virtually had none in this game. And they had like 135 yards of offense total with about 45 of it on one play. So I thought the defense was really good. I thought we saw signs of great promise. I mean, they're just scratching the surface of some of these guys. Toby Usunsami was just amazing. I mean, he was just amazing. And if he comes anywhere near that going forward, he's going to be an all Big 12 defensive end and may play about 25% of the snaps on defense. They're trying to get him up to speed to do everything. He played with his hand on the ground for the first time as a true defensive end and not just a rush end on a few snaps last week. But they've got more defensive ends. I mean, they've got Chidi Obazor and Ryan Davis, and they just got a bunch of guys that they can – put out there, and you know, Travis Bates was out there. Some it's just a really impressive what the job they've done recruiting young defensive edge guys, because boy, they got some explosive dudes.
Well, and Toby, by the way, Fitz, Paul Savage, helping coach out at Wichita East, yep. Pride of Wichita East. So we're excited about that. As we look at Tulane, they were in the same situation. They played Southeastern Louisiana. Name that mascot.
I can't.
The Lions.
Thank you.
Yeah. But they won 52-0. And so I'm trying to look at that and like, okay, what do we take away from this? They ran the ball a lot, like a whole lot. They only threw the ball. They threw the ball about, 16 times or something. And then they ran the ball a ton and they were productive on the ground. So then I look over at K-State and I'm like, well, UT Martin couldn't get anything going on the ground. But again, we're trying to compare UT Martin to Southeastern Louisiana. Like, good luck, everybody. Yeah. So when we come into these, like, it's hard for me to imagine how this plays out. And at that point, you just kind of go to what we expect out of K-State this year, and that's to be able to go to New Orleans and win a game, no problem, right? Because they can't, they're going to face much more difficult tasks in the Big 12. So yeah. I guess I sort of look at it that way. This is really the opener. This is really the game, I think, where we get a good look at some of this stuff, more so than last week.
Yeah, I would agree. They'll crack it open a little bit more. I mean, last week's main goals were win and get a bunch of guys on the field, and I think the count was 79 players played for K-State. And so they got some experience, and none of them apparently were true freshmen. So that's how deep this team is without that freshman class. And they've got plenty of guys that could play, but they just weren't presented with that opportunity. They have more guys to get out there, and they'll probably want to accomplish some of that in this game, although it'll be a travel squad. But this is a step-up in opponent, but let's be honest here. Tulane wouldn't be competitive in the upper half of this conference probably this season. Past teams have, but this is a different coach, a different quarterback. A lot of the talent does translate over from Willie Fritz, but man, I think K-State should be able to go in there and do their thing. And if they If the coaches let the reins go enough, they'll win this game easily. I thought the reason K-State lost two seasons ago was the coaches gripped the reins too tightly and tried to be too basic on offense, and then K-State could never get out of the malaise, and Tulane got confidence. And I blame the coaches for that loss. I really do. I think they mismanaged that game and totally didn't think what Tulane was going to be that season. Nobody had an idea that they were going to be that good. But you got to be prepared for that. And I think this offense and defense are capable of making plays even in predicaments where maybe the play call, either way, offensive or defensively, wasn't right. I think this team is really talented, and I think they're going to get out of there with a pretty easy win.
Well, I kind of disagree with you. You know, who am I to disagree with the great one? But I'm going to disagree with the great one for just a moment, and that is I think Tulane's going to be a more difficult team. You know, a 52-0 win against one of those directional teams in Louisiana, you know, Louisiana, Lafayette, McNeese, all those, you know, that's not bad football. It's not that bad a football, and 52 zip is still pretty good for a team of those qualities. It's not bad football down in the state of Louisiana. So with that being said, it makes me wonder, you got number 20 Arizona the following week, then BYU, number 16 Oklahoma State, then Colorado with Coach Prime and his group, Shakur Sanders, and one of the best receivers in the country, in my opinion, from what I have seen. Boy, I'll tell you what, talk a little about going into Big 12 play after Tulane, because let me tell you, Tim, that's no cakewalk. The next four games is no cakewalk.
Yeah, it gets interesting real quick. For
it does.
It's kind of funny. Based on, you know, the preseason poll, their schedule gets much lighter towards the end of the year. But maybe that's not completely accurate, because Arizona State might be a team this year. But, yeah, you really need this game to get yourself in the groove, because if you're not in the groove and ready to go for Arizona, yeah, it's a non-conference game, but it's a conference opponent because of scheduling. And man, you just got to get this ball rolling. And I don't know if in this modern era, if you're the Big 12 or ACC, you could hold back much, because getting into the playoff as a non-champion is going to be a challenge. You got to have a lot of mojo behind you. A lot of people think you're fun and exciting, and I think K-State could be that team, but not if they try to avoid fun and exciting to put anything on film. So they're going to have to open it up here a little bit against Tulane and save enough for Arizona and moving forward that there'll be, you know, a little bit of a mystery. But boy, you can't just hide everything.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we watch Andy Reid with the Chiefs, who is the best at doing things to set up other things. I don't know if it gets high level to that degree in college, but I get both sides of it. Do you hold things back, or do you just let it go? I would guess that we see a whole lot more than three rushing attempts for Avery Johnson, which is what we saw against UT Martin. You know, people coming into this season, I think people think of him as a running quarterback. I think we all understand that's not what he is. He's got a cannon and a great passer that can run. So I don't know that it's, you know, like 13 designed carries, but I think it'll be more than three. And that'll be good to see him at full strength and full go, because you got to know, right? You know, there's a part of it to hold him back against Arizona, but there's also a part of it where don't you need to find a couple of things out for a guy who's started now, what, two games in his college career?
Yep, you're exactly right. I think he'll have probably three runs by the end of the first quarter. I think they know they have to get him involved. I almost wonder if they didn't want to challenge him to see what he would do without his running game. And, you know, he's just not the same. He's a much more accurate passer than what he showed in that game, even though he completed 2/3 of his passes. He just really never had an opportunity to settle in at quarterback. And I think they'll let him do his thing. I mean, you got to let him be him, and you can't change him. If you want the full bounty of Avery Johnson's skills, you can't take away the main part of him. And I think they'll start giving that back to him and letting him do his thing. But they are very worried about protecting him and sheltering him from injury. But like a parent.
What did you think of the line on that, protecting him? What did you think? Because that may be the biggest question of this season. Were you happy and satisfied with, you know, the sort of new look offensive line?
They're okay. That's best I can say. They were okay. Look, they're probably not going to be as good an certain things as last year's team, because if you needed a first down, you followed Cooper Beebe. That was a pretty easy formula. I mean, you got a guy, didn't matter who he's matched up with. It could be a future NFL guy across the line, and Cooper would take care of business and move him out of the way. So that's going to be a little bit different. I think they're going to be fine. I didn't think their pass protection was great. I thought it was okay. And the beauty of it is Avery can get out and move. You know, if you don't protect him, he can move around in that pocket and get things done. So, they've got a ways to go, and they need to get that line up to speed. And that's why I think they might continue to try to run the ball in this game to try to get that line really settled in.
You know, I've got to ask you this question. It's kind of a different type of question, and that is, I'm going to give you Kansas State and the University of Kansas to win the Big 12. Do you take Kansas or Kansas State to win the Big 12, or do you take the field to win the Big 12?
Well, considering I think K-State wins the Big 12, or Utah. I mean, Utah being in the field is a pretty good bet. I think K-State's caught a break, that they got out of Lawrence last year with a win in a game KU probably should have won but didn't get it done, which, you know, happens to teams that aren't used to winning. And now this game's in Manhattan this year, so I think that's a big advantage for the Wildcats.
That's a good way to think about it. I don't know what side of that I would take. I'm going to have to be satisfied, not ready to make those proclamations after a first throwaway week. And I don't know that we'll be ready after 2 or 3 weeks with the transfer portal. It's just going to take time to get good evaluations on these teams. So, Fitz, I get the impression then that you are laying the points with the Cats this week, which was the play we had a betting insider on right before you came on. He also agreed with that take. He liked laying the points against Tulane. I do too. I do. Even though they didn't cover last week, those wacky, weird spreads, this one's a little more honed in. I think I agree. I think they'll cover it in a slugfest type of game, maybe. Maybe the under's a play there. I don't know. That's a tougher side probably to try to take the over-under.
Yeah, you know, if you're K-State, it's probably harder to judge Tulane from their game, because with all due respect to my colleague Paul, Southeast Louisiana is not a good football program. It's kind of the lowest rung on the ladder down there, and they're out there in Southeast Louisiana, and they got bad facilities, and that's just not a great FCS program. And I think Tulane's going to be good this year, but they do have a redshirt freshman quarterback who, that was his first live action, and I think K-State's defense is going to come after him and make life a whole lot more difficult on him.
Should be fun. All right, Fitz, what do you guys have at GoPowerCat.com for us to get us ready for it?
The PowerCat pregame podcast is up for everyone to go watch or listen to. That's over at GoPowerCat. Lots of game coverage releasing. And, you know, we also have the PowerCat podcast up. And tonight at midnight, the Friday walkthrough, our last pregame video will drop. We're just bringing it a lot of coverage. I couldn't believe how much we had postgame from last Saturday, and we're going to look to do it again. And something real cool we're doing this weekend is we've decided the postgame podcast on the road. Cole Carmody, one of my young guys, and Brian Hanley, the former player who's a football analyst for us, are going to host a live postgame show on YouTube immediately following the Tulane game and all road games this year. So I hope people enjoy that. We can get over there and watch that. That'll allow Ryan Gilbert and I just kind of focus on our postgame coverage.
At Life of Fitz on social, you'll be in New Orleans. Behave, stay, sure. You know, stay well down there.
I don't mean to shock you. I changed my reservation from near Bourbon Street to the airport just
preventative measures.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
You have fun. Hey, Fitz, it's always an honor and a privilege to do a show with you. It's always fun. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brother Savage. Good to see you, boys.
Go to GoPowerCat.com. Check out Fitz's work. If you missed any of this interview, you can go back and listen to it or watch it. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. You can watch it on the 12 News Connected app. Fitz, be good. We'll talk again next week. Let's take a break, and we will get you ready. We will recap. We'll catch our breath a little bit, and Paul will dig in a little further to Chiefs-Ravens when we return. It is the start of football season in the NFL, and we are into the first very interesting week of the college football season as well. It's here. ladies and gentlemen. It's here. On the way out, let's set up our second giveaway. We'll give away a little HTO. The official launch, although you guys have been trying them already, of the new fall flavor offerings is out at HTO. A dirty chai apple crisp, a mocha butter pecan. Ooh. You can get one for free using this giveaway win. You can also get a free iced tea from HTO. Wow. You get one of each, coffee and a tea. All you got to do to win is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. That's T to the short code 20357. These work at either Wichita location or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. One entry per day. Message and data rates apply. We'll come back. Chiefs, Ravens. We dig in further next.
And 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage alongside you. Our thanks to BJ Glasser, our betting insider, for joining us, followed by Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. If you missed either of those, you can go back and listen to them for free on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, check out odyssey.com. You can also go back and watch them. You can do that on 12 News Connected. We archive things on YouTube as well, X, Facebook. It's all there for you. Lots of ways to take in the show, and we appreciate you however it is you do. The IHOP hotline is back open for you now, brought to you by IHOP with its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th, and we appreciate all of these things. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support. Great place to go watch the game tonight, by the way. Maybe play a little golf. Get off work, play a little golf, pop into the bar, watch the Chiefs and the Ravens. Should be a lot of fun. We appreciate Crestview Country Club's support. It is 36 holes of golf. It's so much more than that. Give them a call. Check out the facilities. See the membership details. You won't regret it. Great facility there. All right, Paul. Chiefs-Ravens tonight. We got into a lot of the specifics there with PJ Glasser. I do like Worthy as a guy who could have an impact tonight, but I'm with PJ Glasser. I think this lends itself a little more low scoring. The only hesitation I have on that, but that is where I'm leaning as well. The only hesitation I have on that when I look at this game is I don't know yet what the Chiefs defense is going to look like without some of their key pieces from a year ago. Now, does that mean I think the Ravens are going to run away with this? It does not. It means it could dictate the pace of play in this, right? Let's say the Chiefs defense struggles out of the gates without some of those players, which would be understandable early in the year. Then I think they could pick up the pace offensively and you could get a little more pace to this game. I don't think either coaching staff would like to see that sort of pace to this game. But then, and here's where I get confused. The Chiefs offense, I'm sitting here telling everybody, is going to be high flying this year. Is it that way in week one against this top defense? This is a really hard game to predict, Paul, which is why we're so excited about it. You know, I don't mind telling people if I'm like all in on something. I'm not really all in on much here. My favorite bets are the Henry rushing prop and the Mahomes rushing prop. I think that lends itself a little bit to this under. I like the under, but I could also see this with these two kinds of offenses pushing the pace a little bit. You know, you get what would it be? 7 touchdowns in this game and you're over it. You mix in some field goals, 2 of the best kickers going at it in the league, Paul. So missed field goals, very unlikely in this game. I love it, man. I cannot wait for this particular contest.
Well, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to give you something to kind of look for, and this is, it's kind of obvious, but sometimes it just needs to be said. You got to look at the line of scrimmage, and you know, I always look at the line of scrimmage. That tells me a lot about a football game, tells me a lot about a football team, and I look at, I'm going to be watching and see just how much success the Ravens have rushing the football, because if they can run the football at a consistent clip, and I don't mean, and I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, breaking one for 60, breaking another one for 80. You know, I'm not, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
control the game, control the clock.
Can you pick up 6-7 yards whenever you run the football? If you can do that, it's going to be a long game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that there's we're going to see a little more success running the football than we have in the past with this team. I think Derrick Henry brings a whole nother situation to the Baltimore Ravens. An already good football team got better with Derrick Henry and what they'll be able to do. But if Derrick Henry, what do you say? 100 yards, 110 yards, if he has 115 or 20 yards rushing, at what point do you know? Well, at that point, you got to say advantage goes to Baltimore. I think it's probably around 100. But, you know, if you control the foot.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ball. If the Ravens control the football, then it's going to be a long game. It's going to be a tough game. And that's where I'm kind of at on this. And yeah, we just don't know yet. We just don't know. There's three offensive linemen that are new. We don't know how good, how well the Ravens will be able to control the line of scrimmage if they can.
I'm with you. And that's what makes it difficult, right? Because I do think when we look back at the offensive Chiefs this year, they're going to want to be high-flying. I just don't know if they're able to in this game. The other thing on the Chiefs' offensive line, Paul,
well,
if they're going to,
well,
they've got to protect, and they're starting a rookie left tackle against one of the better defenses in football every single year.
Seems like
against
it.
A great secondary. Mm-hmm. So, while normally speaking, I would say, yeah, the Chiefs are going to air it out and be awesome. I don't love that element this week because it makes sense for them also to want to run the ball. Right, with Isaiah Pacheco and perhaps now even a little Carson Steele. Because they've got the Ravens secondary is good. and you're going to trust a left tackle in his first NFL game against one of the top defenses in the league, I might be more inclined to run the ball a little bit too right here out of the gates to let everybody get warmed up. You're also down Hollywood Brown. So again, not to just keep saying the same thing, but this is a really unpredictable game because you can see sort of an easy path to all of these different things. So I don't think the Ravens are going to come out and air it out. I'll say that. I don't think that's going to happen because I think of last year's championship game. I think of, you know, just all the things considered. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I could understand the Chiefs pushing the pace to try and keep Derrick Henry off the field and irrelevant. I could see the Chiefs trying to protect left tackle and running the ball quite a bit offensively down Hollywood Brown. I could, you know, all of those things I could see. The only thing I can't see is the Ravens, you know, coming out and just chucking it around the field. I don't think that's going to happen. But otherwise, that's the sort of game I see play out. And I do think, Paul, it will be different than a lot of the Chiefs games we see this year. I think there are going to be a lot of Chiefs games where they come out and they jump out to massive leads early and you're getting huge scores and those kinds of things. I just don't think it's going to be this one because I don't think that that's the right way to play it if you're the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. If you're the Chiefs, right, you would like to protect Kingsley Suamataia, and you'd like to protect that defense a little bit too. How do you do that? You run the ball, right?
That's right.
But if you go that path, Paul, you're keeping Henry relevant longer because if you can get them down a couple of scores, then Henry becomes less relevant. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit tricky, but I would say if I'm the Chiefs, if I'm Andy Reid, I'm a little more inclined to run it and protect my defense and protect Kingsley Suamataia at least early in the game to see how they do.
I think that's well said, and I'm glad you brought the Chiefs into the whole situation because I was making the point with Derrick Henry that this is what I think the Ravens got to do. And, I mean, they didn't bring him in just, you know, because he's another pretty face. They brought him in because he's going to make a difference in the run game. That's what it
is. Even at his advanced age, I think we all think it's a good fit and he'll be a factor.
I think it's a wonderful fit if you're the Ravens. But with that being – and by the way, because he's a fairly fresh football player. He's a fairly fresh football player. So, but I'm glad you brought up the Chiefs. I should have probably done it myself, and I appreciate it when you always fill in for me where I leave out what I leave out. You always seem to take care of it, and I do appreciate that. But you brought up the Chiefs, and how important it is for the Chiefs to be able to run football, to run the football, for the Chiefs to be able to get first downs, move the chains. Well, it's just as important and maybe even a little more important because right now I'm looking at these two teams and not having seen either one of them play in a regular season game yet, the first game of the season, obviously, I kind of give the advantage maybe a little bit to the Ravens. I don't know why I do that, but I think I do. It may not be a huge advantage, but, you know, it's going to be, you know, incumbent upon the Chiefs to slow down the run game and make Lamar Jackson do the things that Lamar Jackson does. Because when he does, you put him out in there, things can happen. They can happen good for the Ravens, but there's also the possibility of things happening bad for the Ravens as well. So you put him into space, you make him work, you get him out of the pocket, you do the things that you got to do. So it's going to be a fascinating game. I don't think either team blows out the other team.
That's why I'm taking the points.
Yeah.
That's why when we made our picks, what side of that did you take?
I took the Chiefs last week. And I got to thinking to myself, you know, I was kind of chuckling at you guys for a few of you guys, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't remember who all took
it. It was Brandon and I. And we both have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl in our preseason predictions.
Yeah.
Brandon and I do, but I just don't want to lay the points. That's it for me this week. Like, if I was going to take the Chiefs just because, I think that I like the Chiefs to win the game, but not cover the number. I think that's probably where I land.
Well, you said that. You said that when you made the pick. I remember you.
I'm going to leave that out of any bets I make. Like, I'm not touching it on either side. If I go to the lines, I'm going to take the under, but I'm probably going with the player props in this one.
Right, right.
Because Mahomes, his running total is always criminally low. And especially early in a season. And then Henry, like 70 yards, Derrick Henry tonight, today, it seems like for him, I think that total is going to start ballooning up at some point, but I think he's going to carry the ball at least 20 times in this game.
Yeah.
Don't you? Like 20 carries seems like
I think
like
it's possible. In fact, I think it's probable. Well, let me rephrase that. He'll carry it 20, maybe even more if they're having success. I don't know if
they're not, he's going to get the carries to get him to 70.
Well, he's going
to those are the things that I like. Pacheco, I just don't know.
Pacheco.
I would like to see the Chiefs do that and look at his, and I don't have his prop now pulled up in front of me, but I'm not. There's very easily a scenario where the Chiefs come out and sling it, mm-hmm. because I think that's what they want to do this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying away from that. So my favorite two are Mahomes' rushing prop, Henry's rushing prop. And then if I'm throwing a dart at something else to hit the jackpot, it'll be a worthy touchdown. Because I do think they'll take, I don't remember who I was talking to yesterday. I asked, how many shots do you think they'll take to Worthy in this game? They've got this shiny new toy, fastest player ever at the combine. How many shots do you think they'll take to him? I would say at least two. They'll try him down the field. Mm-hmm. Is that, you think that's about right? Or you think it could be more or less?
I think it could be more if you want to know the real truth. I mean, but it depends upon how the game ebbs and flows, what the needs are, what the score will be. You know, there's all, I mean, it's kind of crazy. There's no definitive way to say it's going to be this way or that way, because so much depends on what's the score, how's the mood of the game going. It's really tough to say, but it's possible. That's what I think you're wanting to hear. Yes, Jacob, you're right. It's possible. That is a real possibility. So with that being said, Friday when we made the picks, I made that pick with my heart. I made that pick with my heart, and I didn't even think about it. When I left the studio that day, I thought to myself, driving home, dang, I'm not sure that – I made that pick too quick, too flippantly, the Chiefs. Come on.
Right, because we all think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, right?
I know, like everybody thinks.
But, you know, and they will have a few of these on the schedule. I'm not sure that there will be, this will be probably the hardest. You know, if everything stays relatively steady and there aren't key injuries or anything else, this uh-huh. is going to be as tough a test as the Chiefs face this year. I think the Ravens are really, really good. And I think they got better from a year ago. I think the Chiefs got better as well. But I think the Ravens got better. I mean, how could you not be better with Derrick Henry?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I mean, you just, like, if you could have, if you could have had an opportunity for that guy, even at this stage of his career, where would be the perfect fit for Derrick Henry? I'd have told you Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a team that wants to run the ball, will feature him, and can throw it around enough that a defense has to stay on its heels a little bit. They're going to feast. Derrick Henry's going to feast late in games this year, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. You'll hear it over on KNSS. It's going to be incredible.
Right.
There's
a little bit of irony as well in this particular game. This may be the toughest game to play the Ravens, even if they're in a Super Bowl, because you know by the time you get through the season, get into the playoffs, play into the playoffs, and you get to wherever you are and you play the Chiefs again. I'm telling you right now. This team, you know, Derrick Henry's going to be beat up. This may be the toughest time that you play the Ravens in the year is right now, while they're halfway fresh, while they're not beat up, while they're not nicked up, while they're not going through the grind of a regular NFL season, which is for guys like you and me, it's unthinkable of what these guys go through. The toughness that it takes to be an NFL player. So this might be the toughest time. This game could be tougher for the Chiefs than in the Super Bowl if they face the Ravens again.
Could be. Yeah. It's tougher for us because we don't, it's a little more unpredictable until we get some games under our belt.
Right.
All right. We're looking forward to it. You'll have it here tonight. Well, not here. You'll have it over on KNSS. The Westwood One broadcast will be here. It's a Royals day off, so that's how it'll play out. You'll get pregame coverage beginning on KNSS for the Chiefs Radio Network. That's at 6. And then if you want the national broadcast, you'll have Westwood One coverage right here at 7. It is a 7:20 kick. Before that, by the way, you got the Chris Kleiman show, as we were just talking, K-State. So a lot of good stuff on the networks today, and we'll be back here tomorrow, of course, to talk about all of it. Let's come back, Paul, and we'll look elsewhere around the sports world just briefly. You sent me before our take on Colorado. They have been as interesting as any for a lot of different reasons, but we'll look at that. What did we think of their week one? You know, their star players are star players. That didn't change, did it? Is that going to be enough to let them contend in the Big 12? We'll hit on that when we return. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage. Don't go away. We're coming right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock alongside Paul Savage. We are getting ready for the start of the NFL season tonight. Brief pause here. We've hit you with some Royals talk today, a little K-State talk today, a little KU betting talk, lots of betting talk overall. And you can find it and go back and listen to any of it on the Odyssey app. Let's take a brief turn away from all the directly local stuff and talk about one of the big national stories to watch this year, and that's Colorado football, of course, in the Big 12 now. They survive their opener against North Dakota State. Paul, I again, it's sort of the same thing we were talking to Fitz about with K-State, to PJ Glasser about with college football early on in general. We know that's a really good FCS team. So do we hold it against Colorado that was a tight game? Or do we just say that's a good team in general? I don't know if it impacts, because I have already soured a bit on Colorado anyway. I think nothing changed for me after the first game. I know their star players are incredible, but there's too many distractions there. I don't see them as a team that's going to win the Big 12.
Well, I watched enough of that game to know that North Dakota State's a good football team. I mean, they're a legit football team. I've got a feeling they'll be a contender for a national championship at their level. I don't think there's any question about that. They're a good football team. But I'll tell you what, here's the one thing that I'm higher possibly on Colorado than you. But I watched enough of that game. That is a football team that has a lot of speed, and I mean a lot of speed at a lot of different positions. You're not on the University of Colorado football team unless you can run. I can tell you that right now. And I was so impressed with the overall team speed. I didn't see another team on all the games that I checked in on over the course of this weekend at the college level, and I don't care what team it was. I don't care what league it was. I don't recall seeing a team with overall speed like Colorado. And we both know that speed is amazing. I think part of the thing that you're having a problem with, Jacob, is that Colorado is now one of those teams that it seems like it's going to turn over every year. You're basically going to start over every year because you have so many guys go into the portal, so many guys come out of the portal. That's what you're seeing, that basically this is a brand new football team. I think I read a stat, Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, and you may not know, but I think I read 61. Does that number sound right? 61 guys that on this team right now that were not transferred. Were not on this
team. They had a bunch come in and then they lost a bunch. So again, it's just too, there's too many in a league that's going to be so difficult anyway. Do you see Colorado winning 9 games, 10 games? I just don't. Now, are they, but I would also say that I could easily see them winning a lot of games that they're not the favorite, right? Winning a lot of games where they execute a game plan flawlessly and their talent rises to the top. They've got two very likely first round picks there, and maybe the number one overall pick in Shedeur Sanders. So, like, they're talented. I just don't know that they're going to have what it takes to pile up enough wins to be in that sort of race. And I would say this, you know, and this is, a lot of this is self inflicted from Prime. If under any other circumstance, if Colorado bounced back the way they did last year and then came back this year and won 6 or 7 games, almost everybody would be happy about that. Mm-hmm. But Prime has brought this different sort of expectation. Again, self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. He's brought it on himself.
That's
so
right.
Competing for a Big 12 championship just does not seem like it's in the cards for this team now. As maybe if, you know, we'd asked that question in June, and I probably would have had a different answer. I can't see it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I want to ask you a question. No right or wrong answer to this question. Is Shedeur Sanders the best quarterback in the Big 12?
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's no right or wrong, because I'm going to say yes. Now, what are you going to say? I
would say probably at this point. But you've got three Heisman candidates just off the top of our heads in Jalen Daniels, Avery Johnson, and Shedeur Sanders. All three of those guys are Heisman candidates. So I would say, based on an entire body of work and the kind of year we saw last year, the fact that he's very likely number one overall pick, I would say yes, right now he is. But I would also say that either of the two Kansas and Kansas State quarterbacks could surpass him. And there's probably others. I know Utah's got a quarterback with a ton of experience. I know a lot of people are high on Arizona's quarterback. Like, there's a lot out there, Paul. Probably. I mean, the NFL certainly seems to think so.
Well, that goes a long way in trying to figure out where is Colorado in terms of the rest of the Big 12. Listen, the Big 12 is going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be so difficult. And you look at K-State, for instance. Boy, their first five or six games in the conference are just killers. I mean, it is as tough as it gets. And every game in the Big 12 seems like it's going to be a tough. Now, there's going to be some teams that aren't going to be in that category. Houston's going to probably be one of those. At least for now, they got a new head coach. I still am bullish on Houston as an overall in the future. They're going to be extremely difficult to beat. They're going to be very, very good. But Baylor's not going to be as good as I want them to be. Then TCU, I don't think, is going to be good as we think they may be. There's going to be some things like that going on. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be so much fun in the Big 12. And I'll tell you what, a team like Colorado brings so much to the Big 12. You have prime time and his show, what he does, it brings interest. And I'll tell you what, it's just fun to watch. And by the way, I think we also need to make sure that we mention, when it comes to great players, Travis Hunter. That guy, have you seen a receiver that runs better than Travis Hunter so far in this season?
A two-way player? Are you kidding? After our obsession with Shohei?
Yeah.
Just the fact that we've got a two-way player.
But he is so fast. He is so good. I'm telling you right now, I could see where he's the first receiver taken in the draft. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that will go. And is he high? I think he's high enough level to potentially play both ways in the NFL too, which we've seen. Obviously, his coach Deion Sanders knows something about that.
Right.
And that used to be a little trendier in the NFL. I don't recall now when it happened, but it used to happen all the time.
You remember the term for that? This is a test to see if you know your old-time football. You know the term for the guy that's guys in the NFL that went two ways? Do you remember the term?
No.
Iron Man. Iron Man,
yeah,
football.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
gosh,
I don't think
that must be way. You know, I must be showing my age right now with the youth of America like you. I mean, I'm
Iron. Typically.
Yeah.
Typically.
There you go.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get you wrapped up here and tell you what's on tap for the rest of the day. Don't go away, Sports Daily. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.